And that's not an excuse. I mean, but it just, you know, one of those things. And then the second penalty Reed takes were, you know, in the offensive zone, and he just hooks a guy and he sort of gets him. And, you know, that one's a better call, but, you know, we're a long way from our net. You just can't do that, especially right now you got Reed in the penalty box. Mike Neville's not there. So we always start those two guys when we start killing a penalty. They're our best two, and they're a main reason why we're fifth in the country going into the weekend in penalty killing. And now you don't have Reed, and now you don't have Mike. So, yeah, we did some things. We shot ourselves in the foot a little bit that first period.
When Mike Neville went off, we were clueless to the whole thing. But when he went off, did you think at that time right away that he was done, or did you not know?
Well, you're not sure. You're never sure. But the amount of pain he was in when he came to the bench, and then he says his knee, and and, you know, he was on the bench for, you know, a minute or two there, and we finally got him in the locker room. So it did not look good. But you're always hopeful. You always hope that he tweaked it and maybe had a little bit of pain but can come back. But Nez is as tough as anybody we have on our team. So for him to be in that pain and down like he was on the bench, you knew it was probably something pretty serious.
What I thought was good, though, we struggled with face-offs when Neville went down that first period, but we made a nice comeback in that game.
Well, we did. I don't know what they ended up for the game.
I think 38-35 us. Yeah,
we were good. But the first period, they took it to us, and they jumped Penn State the next night too. And I watched that game, but I think the backbreaker was the third goal. You know, because anytime you give a team some life and some goals, you know, they get a spark, and you get on your heels. And I thought if we, you know, 2-0, if we could get the next goal, and then, you know, we give them one, what I call an unforced goal, you know, unforced error where you've got possession of the puck, and Angus has to learn from that, and, you know, just get it, move it, and get back in the net. You can't give those goals to good teams like that, because they were the top ranked team in the country in defense. And now you put yourself down 3-0 and have to come back from that. But two power play goals against, and a unforced error on the third goal. And that's how they got their three goals. And it's not like they were tic-tac-toeing us or anything like that. The two power play goals were just shots, and they got through and found their way to the net. One was a rebound, and one was a deflection, and then the third goal is just putting it in the open net. So that was a tough one.
Faceoffs were 28 for us, 32 for them. So pretty close considering how behind we were in that. Here's the third goal, the tough one that Angus had a little trouble with.
Gould pushed around a little bit there. He made that nice play, and then it's sent in by Denver. Redmond will come out of the net, looks, and will play it. Misplayed it again. Loose puck, they score. Redmond misplayed it, and a little miscommunication with the defenseman right there. It's 3-0 Denver.
Yeah, that was a tough one, and it just watching the replay on that, I'm not sure. Did Redmond try to get more on that, you think, or was that his intention and there was miscommunication there?
I think it was his intention maybe first to wrap it around the boards. Then he saw, as actually Jake Lucchini came back there, and I think he was just going to bump it to Jake, and then he got caught in between because a Denver guy was there, so it came up, and I think he just one of those whoops, and that was it, and it was in the net, and that really was a dagger, and really let a lot of the air out of the balloon, so to speak, and no, you know, pun intended there, but it was just a tough goal to give up.
Well, they scored a fourth goal, too, in that first period. This made it 4-0.
Here at U.S. Bank Arena, Gambrell wins it back. Here's a shot, scores right through. Shot from the point by Will Butcher, and another screen in front of Redmond. He never saw that one. Well-timed wrist shot by Butcher.
That wasn't well. He waited a little bit on that before he took the shot, and I know that was one of Coach Montgomery said how well we block shots, and that was one of their big concentrations, I guess, going into the game, is making sure they get shots through.
Well, he didn't. He shot it wide. He purposely shot it wide away from the block and actually went off one of our guys and in the net. I mean, that's how things were going, Dirk. And I said, you know, it's almost everything that could have went wrong did go wrong, you know, with the penalties, the miscommunication, the mishandling the puck behind our net, Mike Neville going down, this goal going wide, you know, going off our winner guys in the net, you know, the puck luck we talk about all the time. You need puck luck, and obviously they got it in the game. But I think at the end of the day, they were the better team. You know, they're the number one ranked team coming in, and, you know, they're their skill level. You could really see it. They played a real up-tempo game, and they were quick, I think, more than anything else. And I mentioned that in the press conference, is how quick they were, you know, whether to getting to loose pucks or getting to areas. They just were always moving their feet, and they had that quickness that I don't think we were used to or hadn't seen in the last you know, few weeks. So hats off to Denver. They're a very good team, and you could see that the next night they took care of Penn State pretty well too. So, but they're you know, they I think won 30 games. They're the only team in the country that's won 30 games, and you know, they went to the Frozen Four last year. They're a real good team. So it's not like we lost to you know, a team that you know, we were favored against. But still, it's disappointing. You just want to play a good game. And just everything just didn't go, you know, just sort of went against us in that game, especially that 3-minute stretch when they scored three goals. That to me was the game right there.
All right. Well, it's 4-0 at that point. We'll get some of the highlights, including some Husky goals in that semifinal game of the regional and the Midwest regional in Cincinnati when we come back here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
You got home late, guests are due in 15 minutes, you still have to clean the house. Time for the Surface Clean trick. Hide the kids' toys, load the dishwasher, throw a rug over that carpet stain just for now. They're here!
Hi, this is Bob from Bissonette Solenvac. A lot of today's vacuums treat your home like that all the time. The surface may look clean, but dirt, grit, and pet hair are still hiding down there. Most vacuums even spit thousands of tiny particles past those filters into the air where they irritate your family's allergies. How clean do you want it? Come to Bissonette Solenvac for machines that mean business. Bissonette Solenvac in Houghton.
Got the fender bender blues, people stop and stare. You need advanced tech body repair. Your car's looking new, it's a beautiful sight. Advanced tech gets the job done right. Clean, friendly service without delay. Without delay. Don't drive that wreck for one more day. Beat the fender bender blues, advanced tech body repair.
Well, a partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming overcast during the afternoon. A high of 37 with winds from the east at 10 to 15. For tonight, cloudy skies, low of 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 42 with east winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, low of 27 degrees. And for Friday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 44.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Welcome back to the Mal Pearson Show. We're wrapping up the 2016-17 season with Coach on this Wednesday edition. And thanks for tuning in. You can email your questions in if you're listening on Wednesday morning. If you're not listening on Wednesday morning, this is a recording. All right, so DJ at themix93.com is the